Good morning. This is Scott Woodard from the Oakland Church of Christ. Yesterday's question was, what is our greatest problem? I suggested that sin was our greatest problem. This morning's message is in regard to the question, what is our greatest need? I would recommend to you that it would be forgiveness. Forgiveness is an act of pardon, and we must have forgiveness from God to be able to enter heaven. King David said in Psalms 32:1, "How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." It is God's nature to forgive us, as we learn from Psalm 86 and verse 5. "For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and abundant in loving kindness to all who will call upon thee." We learn from Hebrews 9:22 that according to the law, one may almost say all things are cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. In the Old Testament, the continual sacrifices of unblemished lambs were required to satisfy God's wrath and judgment. However, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on a Roman cross and became the ultimate once and for all sacrifice for our sins. Jesus purchased God's forgiveness on our behalf when he became the Lamb of God and died on the cross for you and me. 1 Peter 3:24 states that Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the cross that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds we are healed. Jeremiah the prophet said in Jeremiah 31:34, in regard to the time when Jesus would come, "They will not teach again, each man his neighbor, and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more." As long as we follow the steps that God has set out in the Bible, we will be forgiven, since his capacity to forgive is greater than our sins. He can forgive serious sins as well as those that have been repeated many times. For example, King David of Israel was forgiven of adultery and murder. The Apostle Paul, who felt that he had been the world's worst sinner, was also forgiven. Even the first century Jews, whom God held responsible for killing Jesus, the Messiah, were forgiven if they changed their ways. Psalm 103 and verse 12 states, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." 1 John 1 and verse 9 states, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." As Jesus taught his disciples to pray in Matthew 6, 12 through 14, he said the following, "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." So we see that not only are we to be obedient to God's word in obeying the gospel, but we must always confess our sins to God and ask for forgiveness. And in turn, we must also forgive others if we expect God to forgive us. Whatever sin you may have in your life, it can be forgiven. But this is only possible through obedience to Jesus and his gospel, being buried with him in baptism to walk in newness of life, as we read from Romans 6, and as well as all of the conversions throughout the book of Acts. We want to invite you to come and worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on the west side of Athens, Alabama. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. Our times of service are Sunday Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with Bible classes for all ages and worship service at 10:20. We meet again on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.